It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you today. Today is a great day to make it a great day. My name is Ron Myers. I'm your host, and this is the show that encourages, inspires, and empowers individuals to become everything they were created to be. Well, today's show is a very special show to me because it brought me back to a lot of memories that they're hard to think about, but it was those rough days where I was so lonely, so out of it, so lonely. That's really the only world. It's like nothing I could do could fill the void in my life. Nobody understood me. And I did some research today. According to a 2020 survey, 36% of American adults report feeling lonely frequently or all the time. Now, loneliness is really prevalent among the younger adults, with 61% of those between age 18 and 25. Friends, what if I could bring you a show today that when you listen to it, it will encourage you and realize that every human being on this planet goes through a stage of loneliness? So I went back to my archives and got one of my favorite programs from one of my favorite guests, Candy Anderson Ferris. It's called My Soul Needs a Friend. I think sometimes as adults, one of the things that we fail to do is tell our kids that there will be times in life where things will happen, circumstances will come in their life that will be devastating. They'll be lonely. They'll be abandoned. They will think that there is nobody out there that cares about them. And sometimes we know what that could possibly lead to, and we don't want that. As adults, we tell our children about going to school, college, getting a good job, honesty, integrity, all the things that we need for a good, productive life. But perhaps we've left out one of the most important things, is preparing them for that day of loneliness, of isolation, of despair. And it comes in everybody's life. And I'm skeptical of these Hollywood fairy tale romances that a lot of couples seem to have, you know, their perfect soulmate. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical because of my years of experience. I have found that we are still human. We say we do dumb things. We make the other person upset or mad, and selfish behavior on both parts take place. That just is life, because that's how the human beings are. We try so hard to do the right thing, but sometimes the right thing leads to doing nothing right, but everything wrong. And then you have regrets. You say you're sorry, but they never forget. And it often leads to bitterness or resentment. So is there a friend for the soul that doesn't remember all the things we did wrong? Is there a friend for the soul that will love us unconditionally? Is there a friend for the soul that will hold us when we have an unexpected loss of a loved one, a family member, our dear friend? Is there a friend for the soul that will hold our hand as we go through a dry desert of despair, discouragement, and not understanding what life is about? I brought in today a good friend of mine, author, speaker, and writer, Candy Anderson Ferris, to talk about this subject. And friends, I think you're going to be encouraged with today's show. Hi, Candy. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Ron?
I'm doing fine. So, a good subject. My soul needs a friend.
It really is.
Yeah. And you heard my opening. What are your thoughts?
Okay. First of all, church is a place that we can find community. And that's what we all need, is community. But sometimes, even on a Sunday morning, we present ourselves as happy, everything's perfect. You know, we've been in a fight on the way to church, but when we get out, immediately our face goes to a smile and all is well with the world. And so we put on a mask many times, even entering the church. And sometimes it breaks down when we have one-on-one discipling or discipleship training, which I think is very important in the church. That leads us to a place of knowing Christ more. He said he would be our friend. We would no longer call him servant, no longer be servants, but call him friend. And so it's important to know that you can be in a room full of people. You can be in a room full of loud people in your home, just everybody having a ball, and you feel lost and alone, and you cannot make a connection with anyone. And that's at the point that, I've heard said from the little girl in AG, America's Got Talent that has cancer, she said, sometimes God is on the bathroom floor. The lower we get, the more we have need of a savior. And he's oftentimes the only place that we're going to find that God-shaped hole can be filled by his presence. I've been there. You've been there. We all know that things don't present themselves well to make us unafraid, insecure, lonely. It doesn't fill us. And so the scripture I read today says, awake, O sleeper. We need to wake up to the fact that the only thing that will fill that God-shaped hole is God himself through Christ Jesus.
A lot of people's response is, I tried that God thing. It didn't work for me. But people have to be patient. It's not a snap of a finger, is it?
It's not feeling. It's fact. And the more time you abide in him and stay in his word, you have to get in that word. And when you get in the word, I'm saying you start out with, Holy Spirit, give me ears to hear and eyes to see. And I'm telling you, it's a living word, and he will have a word specifically for you when you trust him and you believe and your eyes are focused on him. I'm going to tell you a little portion of my testimony was when I was in high school and after I became saved. I say this humbly. I was popular in school. I had cheerleader, who's who, all that kind of stuff, great grades in everything, student body president, and I was alone. Very much alone. And so some things happened. And during that time, I think Twiggy was probably the most admired person in the world. And so I, for some reason, got caught up in the whole idea of food replacing or lack of there, replacing what I needed to be even better and less alone. Because even in the midst of being popular, a lot of times you feel really bereft and alone. And so I started with this downward spiral of being 110 pounds, getting down to 88 pounds, and was hospitalized for anorexia. And my parents just told me I needed to get well. And so that transitioned into bulimia, and I became very, very ill. And so the only thing, the only one that kept me alive, because I had no other recourse, was God himself and my faith. And I would walk for hours. It took a long time, but I would walk for hours. And my song that filled my heart was, I come to the garden alone, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. So having come out of that, I know that I will always and forever deal with weaknesses in my life. And so it's not a moment by moment thing with God, or I mean, it is a moment by moment thing with God, not even a one day at a time thing for me. It is a one moment by moment experience with my Father and short breath prayers, knowing he's with me regardless of how I fail. Knowing God is to be fully known and fully loved. That is an incredible understanding that sometimes we have to not feel it, but by on fact, know that he died for me while I was yet a sinner. He has made provision for me when I mess up, and his mercies are new every morning, and I can trust him. And when I'm at my lowest, I lay on that floor and I tell him exactly how I feel. No holds barred. I'm upset. I can't do this. I am not happy with the way things are. So God, I need you.
Amen.
I can remember Roy Wyckoff at WAOY, and his wife had cancer. I remember him getting to a point when he was in the middle of a drugstore and him just verbally aloud saying, God, I can't, I need you. And that's where the friend of the soul comes in and fills you with a peace that passes all understanding. And I have no way other to explain it than you have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Speak to that person now that says they just can't comprehend somebody actually loving them unconditionally because they've done so many bad things. I've got so much baggage.
That's who he works best with.
That's exactly right.
The rest of it, there's so many people who are so thinking they've got it all together and they're good and they don't have a need of God. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is not anyone who's lived. We were born into sin, and he is the provision.
Yeah.
When I was also in high school, the way I came to know the Lord is that a lay renewal group came through, and we went out on a farm, and the gentleman explained that there was a chasm. Here's me, and here's God, and there's a chasm, and the cross became the way to cross the chasm, and that I couldn't do it because sin couldn't touch God because it would dirty him. So he made a way through Jesus Christ, his son. And once I got that and that he was on the throne of my life, you could hardly contain my joy. And I have to be obedient to God. I have to do what he says. I'm under this, controlling God. It was, I get to. And we get to be, as the word says, fools for Christ. And what looks foolish to the world is what God uses. I mean, he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And, it's in our weakness. We don't have to be strong. He's our strength. Sometimes we think we have to be strong. And in our weakness is when God works the best. It says in our weakness, he is strong. He shows his strength. So it's very oftentimes that we need to admit that we are lonely and alone. And then for those who right now are on the good side, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who feel isolated and who feel alone. In fact, I just read an article today of a young man who was a valedictorian. And when he was a young boy, He had a pile of books, was headed home, dropped his books. He didn't drop the books. A mean group of kids came and knocked his glasses off and threw the books down. But there was one boy that came by him and thought, what in the world does he have all his books? He must be a real nerd. But he helped him and he became his best friend. God presented him to that young man at such a time as this. And that's the way God loves us and is our friend through other people as well, because that boy that befriended him was the one that this young man talked about in his speech as a valedictorian. He said, I was on my way home to kill myself.
Wow.
And he said, I had taken all my books so my mama wouldn't have to deal with it. And he said, but this young man came along, he became my friend and pushed me to be the person I am today.
Wow.
So it is also the provision that God gives us through other people. And I want to be that person for someone. I know other people have been that person for me.
Look what's happening now in the world and the division between people. I think people are looking for that friend more now than at any other time in history. I didn't come to God when I was feeling good.
No.
I came to God, like you said, when I hit bottom. And everybody eventually is going to hit bottom.
Absolutely. My prayer for my children is always bringing their mountains down, their valleys up, and make level their paths. But someone told me, said, you've got to have the ups and downs to know that God is in control. Nothing grows on the mountaintop. If there is a ridge around the mountaintop where the greenery stops. And so if we stay on the mountaintop, we stop growing. It's in the valley where the beautiful things take place and where the lush greenery is because that's where we learn really who God is. If you read the Psalms, that's one of the biggest things where I know God is my friend is I'll just go stay in the Psalms. I'll read and because David felt alone and and he just knew that God was his help. David sinned. So everybody who makes that as a point of God won't want me needs to go look at the real people in the Bible.
God's description of David, that he was a man after his own heart.
Man after God's own heart. And that was God's description.
That was God's description.
Yes. And he had failed so many times. Look at everybody. There's probably not, but maybe one or two people, three, maybe characters in the Bible that we don't see that has some source of failure.
Yeah.
And so I'm very glad that God is authentic in his writings to us.
What's some hope for somebody out there that is looking for a friend for their soul?
First of all, don't give up. There is a God who loves you. He's not in the Old Testament God. He's not a long period of ago. I know because I talked with him this morning and I talked about you this morning with him, that there's somebody listening that has a broken heart, is lonely, doesn't feel life is worth living anymore. And he says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. And he says, come learn from me. Take my yoke. And my burden is light. And he wants to give you that kind of life. All you have to do is just listen for his voice, not look to man, but look up. Your hope draweth nigh. And I pray that someone will cross your path today that will give you the tools and the joy that comes from knowing Christ Jesus.
Well, that was good, Candy. I will say this, though. I have hardly watched the news. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Absolutely, best thing. People are so negative anymore, and it's we're finding fault with everything when we need to be looking at the Savior who's coming back. God wins. I mean, that's why you want him as your friend. God wins.
He wins.
It's not a battle between flesh and blood. This is not what's going on. And we need not be afraid because people say, well, you know, financially we may fail. Well, scripture says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. He said he's never leave us. He'll never forsake us. This is in God's plan. We need to stay the course. And his word says, how do we know that we love Jesus? We follow his commands and we love one another.
When I return, my final thought, helping you overcome loneliness.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
Spending time with God should be a good thing. It should be enjoyable, even exciting. But some people approach God with the wrong attitude.
Sometimes people have a tendency to get what's called paranoid.
Their misconceptions about God actually keep them from getting close to God. They're afraid God won't accept them because of their sin.
You just stink to high heaven.
They think they'll be rejected because of their disobedience.
You get some kind of pleasure out of not listening to me.
They think God is so wise and intelligent that he'd just look down on them.
The guy's a lamb chop short of a mixed grill.
And when they dare bring their request to God, he won't be too enthused.
This ain't no supermarket, boy.
If this sounds familiar to you, then you've been listening to the devil. He's always trying to convince you that God is offended by you. But when Jesus died on the cross, he gave you access to God at any time, especially when you've sinned. So get rid of all those misconceptions. God's a lot more friendly than you might think.
I'd love to hear about other people's problems.
And remember, when you blow it, the Bible says God is slow to anger and abundant in mercy.
See, I think that's beautiful. We would like to express our gratitude to Coffee News for their support of this program. Are you tired of scrolling through the same old news feeds every morning? Then switch things up with Coffee News. Our publication is filled with interesting stories, brain teasers, and uplifting quotes that are sure to brighten your day. And now you can access Coffee News anytime, anywhere by visiting our website. So whether you're sipping your morning coffee at your favorite cafe or browsing online from your desk, we've got you covered. Start your day off right with Coffee News at readcoffeenewsonline.com.
God is in this story. God is in the details. Even in the broken parts, He holds my heart. He never fails. When I'm at my weakest, I will trust in Jesus. Always in the highs and lows, the one who goes before.
Welcome back, listeners. I love that conversation with Candy. She said a part in there about being in a crowd, but yet you feel alone. I went through that. I could be in these large crowds and I was alone. I was isolated. I was actually thinking how I was going to exit what I was doing. I was getting tired of it. The fun was gone, and I knew God was pulling at my heart, but I would talk to people. Hey, hi, Ron. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? And in the back of my mind, I was wondering, when is this going to be over? I know one day it's going to be gone. I know the festivals are going to be gone. The carnival rides are going to be gone. I know they're going to be gone because I'm going to make them gone, but I don't know when I'm going to make them gone because I can't make them gone now because I need the money. So it was that battle. And it's like you really are lonely because there is nobody you can talk to because nobody understands all the hundreds of different things that you have to think about, because when you close one thing, it affects another thing. It affects your livelihood, your income, your everything is changed. So you have to be on the right page. I had to be. And that's when I just started getting closer and closer and closer to God. I had to, because my life depended on it. My family's life depended on it. My dreams, my hopes. I was writing it all. I was placing everything I had on Jesus. I said, I'm rolling the dice. It's you and me, Jesus. And I did it. And it was difficult at first, but it was fun. It was peaceful. It was difficult because I really had to deal with not thinking sometimes that I could even have a relationship with Jesus here. The mud wrestling bikini promoter beer selling guy is now asking Jesus for help. And man, he does it. He does it to everyone. There is no one out there in this world that is so special. We're all equal. We're all equal. In God's eyes is this: if you have felt lonely, maybe you are going through now, you're missing someone so much. I know, I can relate to that. The only thing, and I tried everything, friends. I mean everything. You put your imagination to it. The only thing that was the healing medicine to my soul was Jesus. And He loves to do that, because when He does what He does best, and that is to minister to us, and let us feel peace, then what happens? You become a believer. Your faith begins to grow day in and day out. And soon you become a promoter. You're telling the other people what Jesus did at the worst times of your life. So if you're in that little valley right now, as Candy said, that is where you will always find the friend for your soul.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
What's your story? We're looking for stories of hope and overcoming life's struggles with God's grace. Your story validates God's love, mercy, restoration, and forgiveness. We want to help you share your story with the world. Visit our website, thepromoter.org, and click on the Share Your Story link and submit your story. Your testimony of God's amazing grace will change a person's destiny for eternity.
Getting encouragement is important, and it helps us overcome our fears and gives us the courage to face life's challenges. To receive weekly messages of encouragement, all you need to do is text INSPIRE to 888-527-1223. That's 888-527-1223. Our messages are intended to inspire and empower you on your life journey. Remember, life is more enjoyable when you're inspired.
Ron will be back in a minute to close out today's show. We want to remind you today of the last words of Jesus. It is finished. What is finished? The finished work of Jesus refers to the complete and final accomplishment of salvation through his death and resurrection. It means that Jesus has done everything necessary for our forgiveness, redemption, and reconciliation with God. Through his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus paid the price for our sins once and for all, providing total forgiveness and cleansing. This finished work of Jesus means that we no longer need to strive or work to earn God's favor or forgiveness. We can rest in the assurance that our salvation is secure and that we are fully accepted by God because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, back to Ron.
Well, friends, my time is up, and remember, today is a great day to make it a great day. Be determined that you are going to have a change in your life. You have found a soul for your friend. His name is Jesus. Have those daily conversations, just as Candy said, be open, be honest, be transparent. God loves a dialogue. The dialogue is where he ministers to us. So let Jesus minister to you today, and remember that God has an incredible plan just for you. Check out my website, thepromoter.org. Until next week, this is Ron Myers reminding you that I love you, Jesus loves you, and when you give Jesus your heart, he will become the true friend for your soul.
Get the Hell Out of Your Life is underwritten by the Christmas City Gift Show. We invite you to come shop with over 255 vendors from all over the United States from November 8th through the 10th inside the Coast Convention Center, located on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. You can find more information at ChristmasCityGiftShow.com. Thanks for listening. And if you would like to share your story of what God has done in your life or listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. Join us next week for another episode of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.